This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
Hello and welcome back to Minute Bowl. I'm Cuppy Cup, and today I'm joined by Factor Wes Davis. How are things going in Dallas? It looks like you're about to get some meteor showers or something.
Yeah, they said early this morning on Twitter that all major storm events are possible, which leaves it pretty open. Right now it's just a lot of lightning, but it's 10:05 p.m. and I'm in Lakewood. If I eventually die, there's your marker.
This may be a minuter bowl than usual. It's probably bad to start by apologizing, but I feel compelled to. So this is late June, which is when all of the rivalry articles start surfacing because there's literally nothing else happening.
We are bored.
We were picking so through Twitter and message boards, and
it's the middle of the damn baseball season right now. Nothing is happening. Nothing.
So there's got to be at least a couple of these a year where we talk about the Longhorn Aggie rivalry. And I know that we had a basketball podcast last week that touched on this because that series is being renewed via a neutral site game. But
word,
most of the stuff that I found Aggies talking about. So last week I was on vacation and I kind of went back and looked at what was getting a lot of attention. Yeah, it was nice. What was getting a lot of attention.
What's being able to go on vacation like?
Yeah, it was good to get away from
Why don't you tell the listener what you do with all this blog money?
The hell swamp of Houston for a week. So there was an article by Anwar Richardson, who I understand to be like...
Did you use the SB Nation private jet?
Spencer Hall came and picked me up at my doorstep, and Ryan Nanny piloted the private plane.
The whole way there, was there a private string section playing Vivaldi's Spring?
Yeah, it's and look at the dedication to the pivot to audio. I got back today, which is Sunday when we're recording, and I'm already recording a good bull hunting podcast.
He works hard for his money, guys.
We're up to like hard. $6 if I've calculated things correctly.
That's for the year.
Borderlands is back.
Borderlands is back up, and I couldn't be more excited about drawing borders around the lands.
Well, I've already mentioned I pre-ordered the thing, and I don't have a game system.
So you spent more than the money that we're going to make from selling Borderlands to buy Borderlands.
Well, I'm hoping I can sell it back to GameStop unopened and lose less than $6.
This is a horrible strategy. I thought you were in Mensa.
And have like 10 business degrees. But speaking of bad business, the article from Anwar Richardson, who I understand to be the Olin Buchanan of the Longhorns rivals site, orangebloods.com.
Explain what that means to the listener.
It means he writes feature columns of varying quality, and he did not attend the school that he writes about, which is rare in this world.
So it's like it's like an Attenborough. They've sat among us, studied us, and learned how to troll us appropriately.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where all the trolling comes from. It's the people who are kind of far removed from it because they're dispassionate, so they can just fixate on what's going to drive the most love and hate, and you know, as a result, clicks and money.
It's almost like they're foreign agents. you know, they're in there acting like they're in the Aggies' interest, but they're stirring up the Aggies against their own interests.
And apparently the way Olin to blend side. In is through analogy and typos. That's what makes it look natural.
Is that what the algorithm has learned?
Yeah.
if there were bots.
So this article, I'm just guesstimating that it's, I don't know, 20,000 words about the rivalry. And it drew a lot of ire from I'm double breaking paywall, by the way, because.
Oh, this is great.
Anwar's article is behind the Orange Bloods paywall and the reactions are behind the Texags paywall. So this is a
I don't subscribe to either of those things.
This is a, this is a double breach.
But I'm not reading these for the record.
And this is the My New Bull, which is basically supposed to summarize everything that's happening. So we're really trying to appeal to, I imagine, non-subscribers of these sites. So
yeah, and maybe you go subscribe because of this. So we're doing you a favor. So we'll take our advertising checks delivered to the Good Bull Hunting International Headquarters.
That's right. This is going to be incredibly enticing content, and you're probably going to double subscribe to the double paywall breach sites.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
And you'll find out stuff about 5 milliseconds after Twitter does.
Which reminds me, what people are really talking about today is recruiting. But I've never heard of any of these players, and I doubt Wes has either. So
no.
Talking about that would be even worse than talking about Longhorns Aggies somehow.
Right.
So the article, it should be pretty easy for us to talk about because the first half of the article is trying to convince the reader that rivalries are a thing and that they're enjoyable. I know everyone's not going to buy into that, but that's the setup for the article.
Well, no. Does he get into business at all?
Kind of.
What about brand value and how doing teams favors, is that involved?
It's kind of under the surface. So he doesn't say it as overtly as we see on the A&M side, but he does talk about needing the game, which is like the most favorite thing to talk about in this case. But
which team needs the game more?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
And in this case, yeah. The title of the article is College Football Needs Texas and Texas A&M to Renew Its Rivalry, which I think is a different angle that points to him not attending these schools.
So that means both schools need to do the world a favor.
Yes.
And forgive the other begrudgingly to make this rivalry a thing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And
interesting. It's like the Parent Trap.
With the updated Parent Trap, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Lindsay Lohan version.
Right.
The one thing that I think Anwar does expertly is he transitions from rivalries are a thing and that it's a thing people like to slighting Texas A&M for the second third of the article. He just kind of recounts every excruciating moment from the Texas A&M side, which tells me off the bat that he's not even writing this for the Longhorn subscribers. He knows that Texag subscribers are going to copy and paste this article.
I mean, yeah, this is quote and this is Twitter fuel.
Yes.
Like this whole, this is really well done for that. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I don't
I give this guy kudos.
Yeah. But I must say, I do not like this guy. I think I've danced with just about everyone on Longhorn Twitter from my now long banned Cuppy Cup account. And
RIP.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. Not a fan. Kind of like Ketchum, right? We just didn't vibe.
I'm not going to claim to know this guy's work, but I appreciate what I appreciate is the needling. It's really good rivalry needling. It's fun. It was fun to read, and the last paragraph kind of sums up our a lot of what Bullcast crew has said for a while. It's like you hate them so much you don't want to play them, which is why we should play them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like we should play them.
Precisely. And there's always this kind of latent thing where it's implied that it not benefiting your school, if that's your position, whether you're a Longhorn or an Aggie, you're assuming that you're going to lose a lot of these games. And I think that makes it difficult to discuss without just, screaming at each other.
Like they're so scared of losing both schools right now because Texas got out with the win. Bastards. And that alone, that right there, how do you not want another crack?
And 97.9, which I don't know if it's still an ESPN radio station, but here in Houston, they played the audio commentary from that Justin Tucker kick for 4 years straight. I don't think they're playing it anymore. This is the I'm just going to pull this little piece out of the article to read. I think this is maybe the most needling part of the article for Aggies. So he says, "Let us keep it real. Texas does not need Texas A&M. LSU, Alabama, Michigan, and Ohio State will be sellout games. Each contest will have national appeal. Having premier opponents on the calendar is a win for Texas. Regardless, it is not Texas versus Texas A&M." So there it is. He says a lot without really saying anything other than it's late June, let's fight about this. The other thing Anwar did in this article, which is like on that gray line between something that I admire for like the trolling nature of it and that makes me angry, is he talks about like Texas A&M ducking Texas in bowl games and things that are, you know, just based on hearsay and rumor.
Oh, I talked to a guy at the piss trough the other day at some bar in Deep Ellum, and he said Tom Herm is, and so that's what I got.
Whoa, breaking news here on My New Bowl. I just got a email from Twitter that says they've ceased withholding certain material, so I may have access.
Are you going to be able to tweet from Cubby Cup?
I don't know. I'm about to attempt it.
Oh, well, let me be the first to retweet a new Cubby tweet live from the Minute Bowl.
This is exciting.
breaking Cubby Cup account news.
It worked. Right. It looks like it worked.
Oh. Hang on. Give me the freaking...
Are you going to give me the Texags first?
No. Hold on. Shut up. There it is.
So if you stayed tuned in to this episode, even though you hated the content, at least you were here live. Although this isn't live, I guess, if you're listening.
Nobody gives a shit about my account, though. Like I don't break things. People don't look to me for retweeting. Jimmy already responded with a nope.
I think he really dislikes me.
Guards?
Yeah, I think it's real.
No, he hates you.
I know. The funny thing is, I'm still on the Bowlcast DM. Like, even though I was banned, I was kind of there in the shadows as a suspended account.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I need to figure out how to delete everything I've ever tweeted, though, because I'm sure another copyright violation is around the corner.
Well, then do that. I mean, you have Google.
Yeah, I couldn't
delete your shit.
I couldn't figure it out, even though I worked in IT for like 100 years. I couldn't figure it out. I tried to after I got the first couple of strikes, and it only deleted like the last 3,000 tweets, which for me is about 3 weeks.
Oh dear.
Mm-hmm.
And the Library of Congress already has them all.
Another pretty well-known Aggie fan Twitter account, Tim England, was banned today. So maybe it's just kind of like there's a quota.
They gotta ban Jack Wagons.
Yeah, there have to be X number of suspended Aggie tweeters at any given moment.
So A&M should play Texas.
Good. I was gonna try to segue that. I'm glad you did.
In the football game.
Well, there's a maybe it's a valid criticism, but a lot of people kind of attack such a silly word because our site's so dumb and we're not really trying to do anything other than have fun. But we do get a lot of criticism about wanting to bring the game back, which I think is really Bowlcast focused because we're kind of an outspoken subgroup of Good Bowl Hunting. And I'm pretty sure all of us want it back or are neutral. I don't know. But we have a lot of authors who don't want it back, like Strang and RCB. And
do those two guys not want the game?
I don't think actively? So. I don't think so. I think they think it's a bad business decision.
I just don't understand. I don't understand it. How do you, then rewrite the freaking song? Like, stop it. Stop it. Like, cut it out. Don't refer to him ever. We don't like cut it out. Like, that didn't pretend it never happened. Like, you guys are fucking weird. Like, they beat us in the last game. That sucks. It stings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could lose, but that's part of freaking playing a sport and being a fan. You're not even playing. We're just fans, and fans should want the rivalry.
You know, we maybe overplay the business hand. I think a lot of people don't want it back just because they think this is going to help Texas in some way because their home schedule is not very good. The interesting thing about that, or they think that they're like grasping for relevance, but I mean, obviously last year beating Georgia in a bigger game than we've won since the 1930s shows that they don't really need the game for national relevance. They weren't even like spectacular last year. They just worked through their conference and
it's a effing big time college football rivalry and it's fun. And we were a part of it. Like, why do you not want that? Are you crazy? Like, we got the big conference move. Let's represent the big conference against a big school from that shitty conference we left every year. Why do you not want that? Holy shit. That sounds like fun to me. Isn't that why we watch sports? No, I want to watch us play fucking Lamar. What? No, I'm tired of it. It's boring.
The thing that I like about the position of wanting to bring the game back is that, like, if you read the comments, which I know you can't because you don't subscribe to either site.
I don't want to. I know what I'm gonna do this, but louder.
But Orange Bloods and Texags, the responses to this article are both very negative. So Orange Bloods doesn't want the game back. Texags doesn't want the game back.
They're the same
people. And the amazing thing
is
that
they're the same people.
The reasons are very similar. So Texas fans are like, why would we help them? They left for the SEC.
Oh, God.
And they harp on their out-of-conference schedule because, you know, they're scheduling all that big SEC teams in Michigan, Ohio State.
Oh, my God. Orange Bloods and Texags are Fox News for the fan bases over there.
Notre Dame, Arizona State, blah, blah, blah. And then they harp on A&M's out-of-conference schedule, conveniently ignoring the SEC slate that A&M has to run through every year. And then on the Texags side, it's kind of a mix between just the very simple, like, let them rot, which is a very popular sentiment.
That's an incel line, by the way. Go ahead.
Let
it
them
is
rot.
The only thing you can do is lie down and rot, you worthless piece of shit. All right, sorry, keep going.
So let them rot and variations of that, like let them suffer.
Let them
and
suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have done that for the last 7 years by kicking their ass. Then on the football field.
Then there are others who get more specific about cheating, paying officials.
Oh, God.
Planting officials.
Wank, 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 wank. Play the game. All of that, like, cut out the fuckery. Cut out the excuse making. Like, I would you say this to a guy that's bullying you in your face every day? Fight me, fight me. No, I can't fight you because if you win, then I always lose. But that's stupid. There's a game. Play it. You're talking about a sport. This can be resolved on a field with points.
And then
it is measurable every year. God damn it.
I think that's why my position has been strengthened on this for two reasons. I was kind of like, whatever, wait and see. Of course, they're going to play again. I think two things have made me want this game to come back. Even more than I did originally. One is that I talked to you all a lot, the Bullcast. So just like Texags, where everyone is on the never play them again unless it's in the playoff camp. Just when you talk to the same people over and over again, you start to kind of firm up your position. So I'll admit that. And then the other is just this, the beauty of kind of sitting in between these two extremist fan camps and letting both of them hate you simultaneously.
Oh, yeah. It is. It is fun. It is the hatred that you get. Like, I mean, it is kind of amazing from Aggies when you suggest playing the team that we've played forever.
That we've built many traditions around.
That everything is based on. We named their mascot with a branding iron, and we talk about playing a goddamn game that we played forever and burned shit about. And I like, for fuck's sake. And then they're like, how could you want to play them again? Like, they didn't kill us. Like, this conference bullshit, and you're mad about a TV network. I'm fucking tired of it. Play the game. That's the only fun I get out of a rivalry. Now you can't talk shit at all. They won the last one, and you didn't play them in their down decade because you had a lot of pride and a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we play Lamar. Let's go watch that. I hope we get a home and home with Lamar.
You're making me want to call Lamar Advertising again. I think that was probably the only good thing I ever did in the history of Good Bull Hunting.
I just can't. I can't believe it. It's like, we moved the SEC. We play the biggest goddamn schools in the country. We don't need the University of Texas. And we schedule Lamar.
Give him a couple million bucks to come play us.
We pay Lamar.
To do a
fucking football snuff film.
I will say, though, I would not want to see this game come back as a neutral site game. It's got to be home and home.
No.
That would be so terrible.
It has to be home and home.
Yeah.
There's no other way to play that game.
Yeah. That would be.
Neutral site would take the joy out of that game.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if it was in Houston. Ugh.
I need to watch the Aggies win at DKR. I need it.
Another component I left out, I think another reason I want this to come back so bad is because the rivalry, it has to manifest in other ways because the hatred is still there on both sides. And it comes out as recruiting BS.
And that is so boring.
I really hate it. I know it's bad to be an editor of a college football site and hate following recruiting, but I really do. It's so...
But these are the guys that played Madden in manager mode and simulated the whole season. It's just like, I that's boring.
Yeah.
Like, the game is fun.
I feel like I've got to find, like, a couple of the primest TexAgs responses to this to live up to my end of the bargain of breaking paywall. Oh, here's a pretty good one.
Read them to me.
I'll try to get real close into the mic to make it like an ASMR reading.
I want you to whisper and click and pop. Just be like, user 96248. You just put some breath behind it.
Deep down inside.
Gross.
Isn't that a Led Zeppelin thing? It's way down inside.
Deep down! It's way down.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a bad fan. They probably don't mind. Deep down inside, they know it's never coming back, and they know their future is very uncertain. We may play them in a bowl, but an annual game isn't coming back because we don't need it, nor want it, because of who they are and what they represent. As the years pass,
from either fan base so far.
That's right. Years pass and our alumni base expands while the Big 12 continues its decline, we'll take our pick of the litter of in-state recruits, and our hatred of TU will slowly fade away because they will have ceased to be of much relevance in football outside of an occasional surprise year.
What is this, fanfic?
Sort of like U of H.
Oh, God. That's dumb. That's really dumb. You can't make that argument. That's so fucking dumb.
There a lot of the replies are pretty bad and along the same line, but I definitely cherry picked that for the.
They're like a top three revenue earner every year. Like that's the dumbest thing ever. All right, sorry. Keep going.
Oh shit! My wife's calling, which means my baby's crying.
Oh, man, I wanted you to diddle my rage nerve endings.
Let us know what you think in the comments. And we'll try to do less of this, more podcasts, but less Aggie Longhorn midsummer rivalry talk. And please do subscribe, review, and rate the show. We have our new GBH feed, which is starting to pick up a little bit of steam. The more love we get, the more content we'll produce. That's kind of how it works. All right. Thank you. We'll see you next time.